Welcome to our first professional services podcast, which is really exciting. The first one that we've done. Just a quick intro before we start. I'm Mandy Robson, and I head up the professional services team, consisting of HR, health and safety, and environmental compliance. With me today, I have a couple of our HR business partners, Joe Haig, who supports our members in the Northeast and Northwest, and Stacey Bromley, supporting Southwest, Southern, and also Northern Ireland members. It's great to be here today in supporting our members with an aim to providing a really quick overview of our support framework on the forthcoming Labour government changes. We really do appreciate how confusing this may be for members. Really, it's often confusing to us too. Stacey, if you can give us an overview of what's happening, there's so much noise out there relating to employee and health and safety proposed changes since the government has changed.
Oh, wow, there's a great deal of information for companies to get their head around. It certainly can be confusing. We obviously want to support our members moving forward. There is a lot of information out there that needs to be understood. However, we have no definitive timelines at the moment. Therefore, it is important that our members understand the proposed changes and feedback towards what is likely to impact them and their businesses. This week, we've communicated a grant summary, which hopefully they have seen, and the plans we believe could impact our members going forward.
So, how many measures are there likely to be, Joe? Do we know?
Well, we've identified over 20 proposed changes, which were all detailed in the at-a-glance summary this week. The document lists the changes. It also highlights the potential impact on our members, a timeline if we know it. But it's really good that it details the likely outcomes for our members and the actions that might need to be considered moving forward.
So I guess these changes won't be immediate, will they, Stacey? Changes in legislation can take some time often, can't it? And with so many changes proposed.
Yes, Labour has said that it intends to hit the ground running though. When it comes to protecting workers' rights, they're using their first 100 days as a space to demonstrate their commitment to partnerships within the industries. It's likely that the majority of these measures will be brought in following primary legislation, so there will be time before employment law changes come into force. We're hoping that some of these proposals will require a full consultation. This is where our members' voice is key in understanding how these changes could impact them.
And actually, Stace, we're already hearing from some of our members, aren't we, who are sharing their concerns specifically relating to plans to scrap the lower age bands of the national minimum wage because this potentially has a massive impact on our members' wage costs. And some of the day one rights, like removal of the 2 year qualifying period to bring an unfair dismissal claim, and flexible working becoming the default position for all staff, which could be obviously quite concerning. And also the ban on 0 hours contracts, which many of our members use to assist in meeting fluctuating production demands. I'm repeatedly having to explain to our members that Labour's plan is to ban exploitative 0 hours contracts, not all 0 hours contracts altogether.
Yeah, this is true, Joe. Some of my members have also been contacting me, raising their concerns, especially about the removal of the 3 waiting days for SSP, as the majority of our members do operate only a statutory sick pay scheme. So this will impact them from day one rather than day four, potentially with the increase of sickness levels, as well as Labour's plans to remove some of the current restrictions on trade union activities.
I mean, this all sounds really good, doesn't it? And so much change, but it looks like we're really streamlining things well, which is really useful for members. But we really do need to understand members' feelings throughout this whole process, don't we? And as you said earlier, members are speaking to you already, but we need to understand specific thoughts on potential impact on businesses. Especially if there's a consultation, as it's essential that members have a voice in providing key evidence on these changes and how these will impact them and their business. I'm aware Caris, our public affairs advisor, has been speaking to a few members already, and it's really informative for Caris to understand these impacts which could be imposed on members. So we're hoping that during all of these consultations that Caris will have the opportunity to lobby key impacts on the industry, and with the hope that she'll be heard. It's really good to have a voice, and I'd encourage any members out there to contact Caris directly or get in touch with your HR or health and safety team to share your concerns. So Joe, let's talk about our ongoing plan. What will we be doing?
Well, obviously, there's too much detail to discuss all the changes right now, but we'll hopefully be able to provide clear guidance and support to our members moving forward as these changes come into force over time. And we'll communicate out to members anything that they might need to know. I presume we'll be pushing out any updates or changes as and when we receive them through our usual news and media channels. We'll also be talking about creating roundtable events where we can engage with members as changes occur over the coming months, maybe. These should be fun, I would imagine. And again, it'll be a great opportunity for members to have a voice and talk through their concerns with us.
And I guess we'll also be putting out on our regular lobbying updates, our professional service news, and we'll keep members updated through all of these channels going forward. Once we do have a full plan of any changes, we will communicate these to our members. But in the meantime, if any member has any issues, concerns or queries, then please contact their HR business partner.
And so that brings us to the end, and hopefully that's been useful as a quick update, albeit very quick. But as we've said, we do appreciate how confusing this may be for our members, and we'll be keeping you informed of these changes as they unfold. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.